Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. We got a big, big hour ahead. It starts strong out because we got one of the most intriguing and provocative writers in America. He happens to work right here in Philadelphia for Inquirer.com.
Yep.
He's also a regular contributor to WIP, and his name is Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Angelo.
All right, Marcus, this is we had to go back here. Rhea was going back because we're really trying to understand how the hell we ended up with Jalen Reagor. We're not happy at all with that draft pick. And we're going to take – could you please take us back to Super Bowl 54 when Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie are watching that Super Bowl, which Andy Reid wins against the Niners, and a next generation stat graphic comes up on the screen? Because that's a defining moment. What did Lurie see on that graphic, Marcus, that made him think, wow, I got to get some of those players?
He saw that the fastest team in the NFL was the San Francisco 49ers, and the second fastest team was the Kansas City Chiefs. And he didn't notice his team anywhere in the rankings. So he said, hey, you know what? Speed kills. Look at my boy Andy is doing. And we haven't had an original idea here in 25 years, so we went out and got Ricky Waters because we wanted to be the 49ers.
Yep.
And
that's right.
You know,
that's
then,
right.
You know, then we wanted to be the Dallas Cowboys, and then we wanted to be the New England Patriots. So, yeah, they got the fast guy.
All right, so they go to the combine 2 months later, and already Howie and his staff have marching orders from the billionaire owner, and that is find speed. Here comes Reagor with a 40-yard dash, 4.28. Then he does his own pro day, knocks it down to 4.22. Justin Jefferson does not have numbers that good. That's how we end up with Reagor instead of Jefferson, Marcus. Is that it?
That's pretty much it. And, you know, you have Quez Watkins later in that draft. Another speed guy.
Okay.
You know, Davion Taylor, fast linebacker, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the speed draft. And, you know, what, 10 months later, no Doug Peterson because none of the rookies helped.
But you've got to understand what you're saying here because I just ran this by Ruben Amaro. And what you're saying here is that basically – all the people under Jeffrey Lurie are his yes men. That when he says something, they jump to attention and do what he said, whether or not it's the right thing.
Well, you're assuming that Jeffrey and Howie don't agree. And I would argue that, you know, a lot of Jeffrey's opinions are formed by Howie's influence.
Wow.
So, you know, you can't, you know, people always ask, and I think you've asked several times, how does Howie Roseman survive? Well, he survives because Jeffrey Lurie believes that Howie Roseman's really good at what he does, and he sees a lot of himself in Howie. And let's be honest, I mean, that's how they won a Super Bowl, you know? Howie Roseman made a lot of good moves in 2016 and 17 to create a roster that stayed healthy enough and a coaching staff and support staff that was good enough to get them to a Super Bowl with a below-average quarterback in Nick Foles. So,
right.
You know, it's you're going to have a hard time talking Jeffrey Lurie off that ledge. And, you know, again, people are like, oh, how's Howie keep his job now? Look at how bad this team is. Well, this team is probably a little bit better than you thought it was going to be, and it's largely because of Howie Roseman's recent draft picks, and despite Howie Roseman's recent draft picks. So,
all right, but here's the thing, Marcus. Now they're seeing what a disaster this was, that Jefferson is elite. His numbers are staggering. Rager is awful, all right? Rager is not even worthy of a roster spot. How do they rationalize that right now, Marcus?
Danny Watkins.
In other words, it's just it's what happens to every team all the time. You just got to deal with
doing
it.
Business. Wow. I mean, for every Danny Watkins, there's a Jason Kelsey. For every Andre Dillard, there's a Jordan Mailata. You know, so it's the whole. And you look from my perspective. Obviously, I think that missing on first rounders and hitting on sixth and seventh rounders, they're not the same thing. They're not the same conversation. One doesn't forgive the other.
Yeah.
But, I'm not the billionaire.
All right. Well, let's get to the column you wrote after the game, because I was fascinated that Nick Sirianni had no reluctance to point out that the quarterback deserved the F because there were three turnovers. Then the next day, he dimed out Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins for not keeping root discipline. However, Rager, who dropped the two balls, nothing but supportive comments. Is this because they don't want to alienate the owner, and that's Rager's guy?
Well, I don't think it's that Byzantine. I think it's simpler. I think they don't want to lose Rager. To your point, though, I think that they know that they have to continue to use Jalen Rager because of what, the owner and the general manager, Howie Roseman, have, issued an edict. Okay, look, this is you have to develop this guy. So sometimes, and you know this as well as I do, sometimes you get a person in your personnel who you are told to develop at the cost of other stuff, including winning. So if they think Jalen Rager has, 1,000-yard, 80-catch, 1,000-yard potential, and he needs to be developed as on the fly, then that's something Nick Sirianni has to deal with. Therefore, he can't afford to lose Jalen Rager. He can't, he seems to be a relatively fragile kid anyway. Anybody who says I can't go on social media because it hurts my feelings is, fine. That's good. It's good that you recognize that. But that means you're a little more fragile than, Irving Fryer, say. So that said, I think Nick Sirianni and his staff understand that they need to develop this guy or have been told to develop this guy at the cost of winning right now, because I believe that that Lurie and Roseman, who have said this in the past, they've said, we believe that this is a rebuilding year. And when you trade Zach Ertz and, you keep Jalen Hurts in this position where the only way you can win is by running it, 45 times a game. That seems honest.
Marcus, here's the twist. And Ruben pointed this out before. Just because you've got a great time on your 40-yard dash, it doesn't always translate where you could see how that speed. Does he look that fast to you, Rager, when you're watching him, Marcus?
No, you have to look. The same thing happened with Aguilar. Aguilar was supposed to be a very good route runner and pretty fast.
Yeah.
But he hurt him. He had a lower leg injury in his rookie year. And it took him 2 years before he was fast again. And the same thing happened to Rager. Rager was hurt last year. And he did look fast last year at training camp and last year early. But he doesn't look as fast now. And you can see that, when he returns kicks or when he gets handoffs, because he doesn't have a lot of catches, right? Or chances to run after the catch, mainly because his quarterback can't hit anybody in stride. But the speed that you saw with him in college and at the combine is just not there.
All right, I got one last thing for you, and I'm going to be honest. I'm flying a little blind here because this story moved just as we were coming on the air. You have a column right now saying that basically the Eagles lost Sunday because of Nick Sirianni's ego. Could you give me your premise here, what you're thinking on that one?
They didn't run the ball. I mean, there was the first 1, 2, 3, I think the first three plays of the second half were runs. Left them in a 3rd and 2 at the 40, at the Giants 40. So at that point, you're a coach. It's either one or two downs, right? It's either one down or two downs. You're either going to go for it on 4th or not. At that point, you have not gotten less than 2 yards running the ball. He threw it twice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just malpractice.
Yeah.
I mean, they had run 18 times, I think, against the Saints, and they had the number one run defense in the first half of that game and led 27-7. They'd run, I think, 14 times against the Broncos in Denver, right? Run 14 times against Broncos, led at halftime there. And they, you know, they ran 10 times with running backs against the New York Giants, who were ranked 23rd going in as a run defense, and when we're scoreless. I mean, this doesn't, you know, even Rich Kotite can do this math, okay? It's just, it's coaching malpractice. You're in a position to use your strength against their weakness, and instead you use your weakness and you get burned by it. That's never ask a player to do what he can't do. He asked Jalen Hurts to do that several times, and never, ever, ever play away from your strengths. And he did that until late third quarter.
I love that word, malpractice. Can I sue Nick Sirianni? Because if it was a doctor, I could sue him. Can I sue him for blowing that game?
If you had some sort of investment in the team, perhaps. But okay. you, like me, are an Eagles freeloader.
I do have an emotional investment. Yes. Marcus says all you do is provoke and intrigue. You're the best. Thank you, Marcus.
All right. Have a good day.
Pretty good stuff. So Lurie says to these guys, mm-hmm. I need some of this speed. So they do the whole draft, just finding the fastest people at the positions, mm-hmm. and most of them can't play. Well, so you blew a draft because everybody was saying yes to
you
Jeff
blew
Lurie?
It. No, just
somebody's got to say no to Jeff Lurie. Sometime in his life, the billionaire owner has to be told no.
Boil it down to the fact that he saw a freaking graphic on the Super Bowl screen.
If they didn't put the graphic up, we'd have Justin Jefferson.
Think
and
about
we'd be
that.
9-5 right now. Whatever.
Let that marinate for a little bit.
Oh man, you know sometimes you gotta have the cojones to tell the billionaire owner he's wrong. Tell him, Rube.
Well, that's true. You gotta manage up.
Unless you agree with him,
I just don't. Unless you agree with him.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It happened across the street. The ownership fell in love with analytics.
Yeah.
So.
I don't like the analytics either.
Well, I mean, but it's not that much different than falling in love with speed. Like, oh, are we going to take the whole thing and drive it over here?
These owners should stay the hell out of it and count their money. Because just because they were good at business doesn't mean they're good at sports. Thank you. Let's go to Eagle Shirley. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, good morning, everybody, family, friends. Good morning, Rubio.
Cheryl, good morning, Cheryl.
I need your support. I would like to see Gardner Minshew start on Sunday.
No.
What do you mean now?
No, I'm sitting here listening. I'm saying to myself, this man, Jalen Hurts, at the end of the day, what happened when he didn't get that football back in that game that we lost? 6 minutes defense couldn't get off. You saw him on the sidelines. Yep. This man is a guaranteed, bona fide winner.
All right.
Yes, he messed up. Don't you think he wants the opportunity if
I'm in his camp. I'm still in the Hurts camp.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. If he's allowed to play, let that man play and rectify what he messed up last week.
All right, but what if he's...
You cannot have this man sitting out and he can play and knowing that he wants to do the best that he can to rectify what he messed up at.
No, what if he is like not that? As mobile? If he loses one step, that's his game. Give him a week to heal. Are you against healing?
I'm glad you mentioned it. Since the fact that he may not be as mobile, you look to who? His coach.
I don't trust him.
No. His coach need to put plays in position to where as though they can hand the ball off. They can throw a pass 5-10 yards. They should be able to do that. They dumb down football for other quarterbacks. They done it before, so why they can't do it for Jalen Hurts?
I don't trust them to do it. I'd rather see Gardner Minshew run this offense, and then all these people that think Hurts is so bad will realize that we've been right all along.
Well, you're not going to write that. You're not going to write that. People are going to feel the way they feel regardless if Hurts play or not. That don't have nothing to do with it.
No, I'm going to change their mind.
No, you're not.
What do you mean I'm not? What did they come in for today? That's what I do here.
Because they pay you.
Even with you, Angelo.
Because that's what you do.
Right. I am who I am.
I got to say, Cheryl, you are the most knowledgeable caller. I love your stuff, man. You're right.
Don't encourage her when she disagrees with me.
Oh, hold up. Hold up, Angelo Cataldi, all day long now. Come on now. Thank you, Mr. Ruben Amaro. You don't know what I go through with this man. I get all types of phone calls and text messages after being on here with Angelo. They think we comedians. But I'm being serious right now.
Okay.
Angelo, you don't bench him. Stop running this. Asking callers, do they agree with you about, no, I do not agree with you. Callers,
all
please
right,
don't agree with this.
All right, Cheryl, can I just for my purposes, Joe, could you?
Minshew Magic!
Could you say, just say Minshew Magic for me?
No, you're not going to be calling my name. Be saying that.
We're friends. We go back a long way. Just, Joe, one more time, please.
Minshew Magic!
Just say it one time. Come on, Cheryl.
Jalen Hurts!
Give me one.
Love you, Cheryl.
I love you all. God bless.
Got to have a little fun with Cheryl. 215-592-9494. There is room for you now. I got 6 prizes left on the wheel. I am looking for mustaches that are famous because Gardner Minshew, Al, has been known to wear wild mustaches. In fact, some of them are a throwback to the 70s.
Yeah.
And you know what kind of 70s I'm talking about.
Mid 70s.
215.
Very good.
Wow. Actually, Al, you're 100%.
I guess.
It was around 1975. Yes. You're right. 215-592-9494. What are we going to do when we come back? Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Joe Banner because I don't like what he's saying either. He's got a plan for what the Eagles should do about quarterback, and it stinks. WIP Sports Time, 860. All right, we're back at 822. Let's do a final read on our first question and try a separate question. Here's the first. Here's our Kyle Quinn with a read on that.
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealerships, closer than you think. The first one, who would you rather see the Eagles start at quarterback Sunday against the Jets? Jalen Hurts wins with 66%.
All right, Rube, where were you on that, Hurts or Minshew?
Hurts all the way.
It's too late. We stopped taking votes on that. Okay. Here's the second question.
Who is the best general manager in Philadelphia sports right now?
Ugh.
4 options, Howie Roseman, Dave Dombrowski, Daryl Morey, and Chuck Fletcher.
I don't really want to vote. None of us do. The only vote that matters is Rube's. Rube, who's the best?
Dombrowski.
Really?
Dombrowski. He's got way more. I mean, he's got way more success than anybody.
Is he alive?
Oh, yeah, I know. Don't worry, he's working.
Are you sure?
What's he doing?
He's trying to deal with the hangover of these ridiculous signings.
Okay,
so
all I can tell you is yesterday I got so concerned I started calling hospitals.
You don't even know how to use your phone.
All right, Rhea, I'm starting to think something's wrong with me, and I got to run it by you, all right?
Okay, I'm here.
Here's the thing. So I hated Joe Banner when he was the president of the Eagles.
Yes.
And I rooted against him when he ran the Browns.
Yes, that wasn't
then,
that hard.
And that was a train wreck. And then I even didn't like the movie he was in. He was in a football movie.
Oh, God, with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, and he was wooden in
draft
that.
Draft or something?
Yeah, Draft Day.
Draft
Day, and he was putrid in that. And then he retired. And I went, good, he's out of my sight. No, he's not.
Very active on Twitter.
The Inquirer, every week, interviews him.
Oh.
Put out. No one's got a gun to my head to read it.
I know.
And every single week I read it.
Why?
Because I'm stupid.
You are, because he just infuriates me, so I just
and
can't.
I want to run by you. This is hilarious, Al. In the current thing that they just ran yesterday, the latest interview with Joe Banner, he said even though Russell Wilson just turned 33 this week, he would go after him at the end of the season.
Why?
And well, I think I know why. Because believe it or not, I think he was here when Russell Wilson became available originally.
Okay, in the draft.
And he loved Russell Wilson and how he loved Russell Wilson. And they were dying to get him. And he got snatched away. and they're still chasing Wilson 10 years later.
A third-round draft pick. It's not like somebody snagged him in the first round.
You can fall in love with a guy. There's no question
about
that.
You do, right?
That. Oh,
yeah. And then you just keep chasing him around the league until you get him?
Yeah.
And then when you do, does it usually work out great?
Well, it did for me for Doc.
Oh, for Doc. All right, but Doc was still great. Russell Wilson is playing like crap right now. And he's 33, and we're rebuilding, and why am I bringing that guy in?
I would not bring him in just because I think we might have the guy in our own camp. I mean, he's got a chance to develop into that guy if he can get his, you know, passing game going.
And here's what you need to know about Ruben Amaro.
What is it?
He's saying this after Hurts' worst game.
Correct.
You did not check out
I did
Hurts.
Not like his game at all. He had a horrendous game.
But
I do believe that he has the ability because I think he's a winner. I think this is a guy who's got the moxie, he's got the gumption, he's got what you want, he's got a little bit of the it factor. It's a matter of him just being able to tighten up his game, because if he can't throw accurately, he's not going to be able to play in the NFL.
Exactly right. All right, does anybody here want Wilson?
No.
No.
No, we don't want Wilson. I don't think anybody. Let me go to a former councilman who will soon be a top political guy again because he was brilliant as a councilman, Al Taubenberger. Hi, Al.
Angelo, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Al, do you want Russell Wilson to be our quarterback here?
No.
All right, good. Who do you want?
I want, for this game, I want Hurts. I think Eagles Trilly was right on the mark. So was Ruben Amaro. He needs a chance to rectify himself. He wants to, and he has all the connections, which you always build up to be an all-star quarterback, an all-pro quarterback in this league, and he's our guy.
But here's the thing. It's like council president's not there for a day, right, Al? And some other guy comes in, and he's not that great at it. And then you know what ends up happening? They realize the council president was very good at his job. That's what I want to say. Bring in Minshew, and then you'll more appreciate what you have in Jalen Hurts. You follow my thinking?
Do you listen to yourself?
I get the logic, but I don't agree with it.
No. All right, well,
Hurts, I think, will play a brilliant game. He needs that experience, and he wants to rectify things. I think Ruben Amaro is 100% right. He's going to change things. He's the guy. He's our guy, and I don't think you should mess with it.
I'm glad you called in, Al, because you have the pulse of this city, and I want to ask you a simple question.
I do have a mustache that's famous, comes from
history. All right, hold on, not yet. I got to get this information, because you're around the community. You got elected to the council.
Sure.
When the Eagles lose a game, like they lost it Sunday, what is the mood like in this city the next 7 days?
Depressing.
Say that.
Terrible. And particularly a game like last Sunday where we should have won it. We had great opportunities to win it, and it just wasn't there. And that's a shame.
So shouldn't I feel hostility toward Jalen Reagor?
Yes.
He ruined my week. And he ruined the week of the city. So how can – when these coaches are telling me all this great stuff about him, that isn't ringing true to me, Al, because the guy just ruined – maybe ruined the whole season.
He might have ruined the whole season, and he certainly ruined the week and the day.
Right.
A lot of people, I think, were depressed and upset.
There it is. And that's why you need Al back in office, because he has the pulse of the city right on his finger. Al, mustache you talking about?
Famous mustache. We're going to history. Wild Bill Hickok.
Wow. Shockingly, I didn't have him on the list.
That one too.
Al. I don't even know. I have no idea what.
How old are you? Al, Wild Bill Hickok, that's like three centuries ago.
Well, I love history. I mean, I didn't meet Wild Bill Hickok, although he had a show and he was a hell of an entertainer. He had a Wild West show.
Wow, that's an old one. Al Taubenberger, we live in awe of you, my friend.
Okay.
See ya.
I don't even know. Did he?
Wild Bill Hickok.
All right, is this the guy? Joe, is this the guy that screwed the whole thing up? Should I go to him again? Let me check with Ruben. So a guy calls in last week. Right. We're riding high. We got a couple of wins. We figure the coach is going to keep pounding the ball. This guy calls out. He goes, "We got it. We're 6-0 from here. We're running the table, right?" Jonesy was sitting there, and he goes, "We're screwed." I look at him and go, "No one says that. Now that ruins it." And then they lose to the Giants. Should I put him back on, Rube?
He needs to rectify himself.
He does. Yeah. All right, Rube, could you help me here? Could you handle this call yourself?
Probably not.
I'm going to back off. Let's try this because you seem more even tempered to me. So I'll just put him on. Sean from Maryland. Sean, you talk to the former GM of the Phillies, Ruben DeMar.
Sean, so you dropped a 6-0 on him, and explain to me why you would come out with that kind of prediction under the circumstances. You know what the city's about.
Well, Ruben, love you, but I did call in yesterday and beg the show's forgiveness for doing that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I drank that.
Doesn't count.
I'm not there
to pass muster with Mr. Ruben Amaro.
Ruben, I drank the Kool-Aid. I shouldn't have drank it, but I did. I got excited. I got into the hysteria that was the wins that we had. I thought, well, we're playing the Giants and we're playing the Jets. And I looked at the schedule and I said, "Hey, we're going to run this table and we're going to, we're going to win the last six games." And like I said, I'll never do that again.
I got one question for you. Have you learned your lesson?
I've learned my lesson, okay. Ruben. I definitely have.
That was beautifully, beautifully handled, Ruben. Thank you. Now, could you predict the final five games, Sean?
No predictions here on that.
All right, good. You have. Now that proves it. See, you just proved you were not lying, that you did not fall into the trap, and I appreciate that.
I did not, all right, not Sean. Fall into the trap, but I did want to talk about Minshew and Rager,
yes.
though.
What are you thinking?
I love it. I love Minshew magic, and here's why. Because it's great going into the bye. It makes sense, but it also does another thing. It creates, I'm not looking for controversy, but it creates competition between the quarterbacks, and there's nothing like a player, and I don't think Hurts really needs this, but there's nothing like a pissed off player who to motivate them to to do better, and particularly in regards to his passing. So I love the idea of Minshew magic for a week.
That is a great point, Sean. Give me a famous mustache. No, hold on. I got something I'm going to play for you. But Sean, give me a famous mustache.
Can I make a Rager comment?
Yeah.
I heard you earlier this morning when I was coming into work, I heard the point about all these offensive coaches and everything, you know, raving over how he sets up, how he practices, how he does this. And can we just tell people the truth?
Yes.
All I want's the truth. These people are coddled. This is the Ben Simmons of the Eagles. Quit coddling these people. Tell them what they've done wrong. Tell them how they need to improve, and call them out when they do it, when they do something wrong. You know, when I was a player, I had a coach, and I hated him at the time, and I respect him today. And he used to call me out, and he would say, "Sean," and I'm going to keep it clean, Ange. I'm going to keep it clean, so don't cut me off. He said, "Sean, you block like old people fornicate. Slow and sloppy," and it got my attention.
That
got
is my strong. Attention. Sean, I want you to know what I have just done. I have just pulled out my cell phone, and based on the quality of this call, till the fornication thing, I am going to bet on the Eagles giving 6.5 because you have redeemed yourself 100%. 100%, and I'm going to ignore the very last thing there. But, Sean, give me a famous mustache.
Hey, I'm surprised we haven't heard this name yet. From South Philly himself, Jim Croce.
Jim Croce, Al. Wow. Now, that goes way back, but give it to him. That's a good one. Rube, could you sing one of his songs?
No.
You got a Keith Jones autograph hockey card.
All right. He just mentioned competition. And here's what people do not know.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew visited the Colts when our guy, Nick Sirianni, was the wide receiver coach there. Mm-hmm. All right, Al?
Right.
And, you know, he goes to do the tour around the place.
Yeah.
And they end up on the basketball court, and there's Minshew with Sirianni in a stirring game of horse. Here's Minshew describing what happened.
Actually, when he's at Indianapolis, I took a draft visit, and we were playing horse, and it was getting pretty competitive, and I had a button-up on, and I had to take that off. Because the game was getting a little too competitive, and I think that really stood out. So I think that might have actually played a role into why I'm here.
It's like the rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he left out, but what? I got information independent of that. Sirianni kicked his ass.
Oh. Yeah, where'd you get that?
Well, that's pretty impressive then.
Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter, he wouldn't lie to me.
Never.
Damn Wechter.
Our producer, Joe Wechter, stated that Sirianni won decisively. 215-59. It's good enough, right, Rube? Yeah. I double checked. I checked it. Then afterwards, I asked him a second time. That's two sources.
Yeah, two sources.
And he gave me the same answer. 215-592-949. We come back. Speaking of piling it up, Ruben Amaro is going to defend Dave Dombrowski. We come back. Dave Dombrowski has done nothing.
No.
He has lost Hector Neris, which I consider a plus.
Yeah, there's a lot of minuses.
Right? And
yeah.
He got rid of Odubel Herrera.
Odubel's gone.
And earlier this week, he cut Roman Quinn.
Roman Quinn is gone.
No, he actually cut him. Like, they had three stitches. Oh, yeah. He's out for three games.
No, you mistake yourself. He cut himself with a pair of scissors.
That might be closer to the truth.
But we're going to find out from Ruben why the Phillies have done nothing during a multi-billion dollar spending spree in Major League Baseball. 8:41 is the time. I resent the implication that I come on this show and pass out misinformation.
All righty, then.
I was a reporter once.
Okay.
I was a man of integrity.
Well, that
and
was
I am still that way.
Long time
blah,
ago.
Blah, 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 blah. So just so you understand, all right, I told you that Nick Sirianni kicked Minshew's ass in horse.
Okay.
We found the cut. Here's Minshew.
Can you tell us who won that game of horse?
Dang. Yeah, he did. But, you know, I was up, and then we started talking ball. He's kind of distracting me. I took my shirt off, and it didn't help, and he just continued to beat me. So, but that's why I'm back. I'm back for revenge.
He's back for revenge, and I believe Sunday he will be the starting quarterback of the Eagles to provide perspective on the performance of Jalen Hurts. And I have even received that. Look, I have received somebody made up a T-shirt with Minshew's head and as the mustache, the wings from the Eagles logo.
Oh, nice.
This thing
innovative.
This thing has, what do they call it?
Legs.
It has legs.
No, wings.
It has wings. Anyway, all right. I just want to get, I got to get this in before we bring on John Stallness because I have a superb former GM of the Phillies, Ruben Amaro. Rube, how hard is it to see billions of dollars being spent on very, very good players and not do anything? What is it like right now to be Dave Dombrowski?
Well, it can be a little frustrating, and there's no question that he's probably reeling in the numbers because I would be as well. The numbers and the length of the contracts is what's killing me right now. And I get it. I did long contracts myself, but when you start doing this multiple times, you're going to see it time and time again. I know this is a very good free agent class as far as the shortstops and some other players are concerned. But, I mean, even the length on Max Scherzer, 3 years for a guy who is a tremendous talent and a great guy to have on your club. You love him. He's a championship player. But, my goodness, that's a lot of dough and a lot of years for a guy who is in his twilight of his career.
All right, let's say that you really would like the Phillies need a shortstop, right? They got Didi, but Didi looked done to me last year. And Corey Sager's out there, and he's exceptional. He's got it all.
He is exceptional.
He's terrific. But it's 10 years, $325.
Yeah.
$325 million. Mm-hmm. You take that to Middleton, right? Does Middleton lose consciousness? Like, what is, you go to the owner, you go, listen, we could get Sager, but it's going to cost 10 years, $325.
No, I mean, I don't think he loses consciousness. I mean, they just signed Bryce Harper to a 13-year deal.
Sager's better than Harper.
The price of
this. I mean, Harper's better than Sager. Harper's an MVP.
Yeah, and listen, they, again, it's the price, as Rhea said, it's the price of doing business, and the price of doing business is getting louder and louder, but there's still guys out there. I mean, but Trevor Story's going to be looking for seven. You know, Semien got seven. Trevor Story's going to be looking for like 7 or 8 or 10 years as well. I mean, even Baez got what, 6 years?
All right, so hold on. So midnight tonight, they lock him out. Why? There's all this money in the game. Why are you locking? Why are you fighting when everybody's getting freaking rich?
Well, I think Manfred's just trying to hand down a little bit of leverage there, and he feels like this will help get a deal done.
Will it?
But you're I don't know if it'll help get a deal done. I'll tell you what will help get a deal done, these guys staying at the table and making sure that they take care of the game, because that's the most important part here. It's not who wins or loses this negotiation. It's taking care of the game and making sure that it gets better.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the voice of the man who should be the commissioner of baseball, Ruben Amaro Jr., because that is a voice of reason now. That is a voice of mediation. It's a voice of success. And I hereby again state what? Rob Manfred should be taken out and Ruben Amaro should be put in. And he's laughing because he thinks it's a foolish concept, because you are, I guess, in some circles a pariah in baseball, but
what
not to me.
Pariah?
Not to me.
Why would he be a pariah?
Pariah. I never looked at him as a pariah.
Are you using the word right? Do you need me to tell you what that means?
It means he is an outcast.
I don't consider Ruben that.
Ruben Amaro.
Why do we keep talking amongst ourselves and Ruben sitting right there?
Ruben Amaro is an honest voice in the game, and there is no place for that right now in sports.
That's true.
Well, there's some truth to that.
Thank you. I knew eventually.
Eventually, you were going to get on something.
Bill's up from Reading. Hi, Billy. Bill, are you on the air? I guess not. All right, Bill was there. I know he was. Let me try Troy. Hi, Troy. Troy, are you there?
Yes.
Good. What did you want to say about Gardner Minshew?
And quick question. Yep. Let's just say Sunday, Minshew mania runs wild. The offense is rolling. They beat the brakes off the Jets. What's next for Gardner Minshew?
Best case scenario is what you just spelled out. I'm a talk show host. We got a quarterback controversy. Welcome to Philadelphia. I love it. Here's why. Because it's fun. First of all, you got two quarterbacks with entirely different skill sets. You got a guy who plays the game the way Minshew plays the game the way the front office of the Eagles like. He plays the game the way Lurie wants. He's a short passing machine with a 96 passer rating. The other guy, spontaneous. He covers all the mistakes your offensive linemen make. He's an amazing runner. Dubious passer.
Yeah.
Fascinating comparison. I want to see it play out.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question. Something inside of me was like, what's next if they beat the brakes off the Jets and Minshew mania is just running wild?
No, it doesn't. I still go back to Hurts, and then there's an undercurrent of discontent.
You're not right at all.
That's the way it works. I've been doing this a long time. I don't hide what's going on. You got to admit, Troy, that's a fascinating situation for a bye week, isn't it?
That's what prompted this phone call, Ange.
Thank you. I don't hide what I'm thinking, but that, to me, Al, that would be an interesting couple of weeks as we debate what they should do.
Mm-hmm. I guess. But it doesn't make any sense how to run a team.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, Troy. I hope Hurts is a slow healer.
Right. You want a hall pass. It doesn't happen.
I just want 1 week of seeing what this Minshew does with this offense. That's not wrong with that.
It's nothing like you having you in somebody's camp.
This is a price you pay for honesty. Have I been totally honest about this, Rube?
You've been honest.
Thank you.
Doesn't make
you've been right.
Any less stupid.
All right, Troy, give me a famous mustache.
How about the former wrestler, the Iron Sheik?
Oh, I love that one. Yes. Al, very bushy, very large. Oh, he won for number four, Al.
Number four. He got a gift card for an hour massage or facial at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
Hand and Stone.
Now, that's not their logo.
They rub you the right way.
Oh, God.
Let's go next to John. Hi, Johnny.
Good morning,
nothing
guys.
Wrong with that, Al. It's good. It's positive. Yeah,
that's why they use it so often in their signs.
Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
I'm great, John. What's up?
I first want to talk about Jalen Hurts and the game this past Sunday.
Okay.
Obviously, everybody knows he underperformed on Sunday.
Yep.
But to suggest that you should sit him and start Minshew to create a controversy that doesn't need to exist, it to me is deflating. I mean, I know you're 100% in Hurts' corner, as am I.
100%. But, up, Rhea. Yes, I'm with you. John.
Win or win.
John, you understand, I think Hurts, this will only show you how much Hurts has given you, because this guy's going to get swamped. The offensive line is not a good pass-blocking offensive line. They're a good run-blocking. So if he's camped back there, he's going to get knocked down a few times. That's okay. That'll just prove what Hurts has given you.
Well, everybody sees every week what Hurts has given you. But, like, after a loss last week, you're playing the Jets.
Yeah.
And this is a time for him to shine. Listen, I 100% believe that he can handle a controversy. Okay. I think he is confident in his abilities. I don't think that starting Minshew will affect him. But we don't need to create something that doesn't need to be created.
What if he's hurt, though? What if it's iffy whether you would play him? Would that be a determining factor that you have a bye week the next week and then he'll be healed for after that?
If it's determined that his injury could get worse and would do better with the extra week's rest, then absolutely, you sit him.
Well, that's what I have diagnosed. I have diagnosed that it would be bad for his ankle.
And good for you.
Dr. Cataldi, congratulations.
Especially going back to the very turf where he hurt it originally. Uh-huh. It's the same place.
It is.
John, I need a mustache.
Can I touch on Jalen Rager?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I understand, like, I used to coach sports. I work in a team environment now. I understand trying to build your confidence. But there comes a point where when somebody is hurting the team, then you have to cut them loose. And if I remember correctly, wasn't it reported that he was out of shape coming into training camp
this
year?
Correct.
Yes, he was. Yes.
So, I mean, at this point, place him on special teams. Don't let him play offense. Let him build his confidence that way. Brandon Graham is one of the most positive guys I know, and he made a good point. Get him on the field, but it doesn't have to be on offense.
He's killing you on special teams.
No, I don't want him on special
teams.
John,
special teams,
he's
coach.
One of the worst returners, too. Why am I going to keep returning? Wouldn't you want to see Quez back there? Quez is faster.
When I say special teams, I'm sorry. I don't mean, like, as a returner.
Oh, you want him to tackle people.
Tackle and block.
Wow. You want him to tackle and block, John.
You are tough.
I want him to do something.
God bless you.
To get into the game without hurting us.
Well, at least then we get to use his speed.
But remember, as the special teams coach said to us, he's getting us to the 26 or 30.
Yeah, John, they're telling me he's solid on special teams.
Solid.
He's 26th out of 32. How is that solid?
Not in my book, that sounds
John,
solid.
That was some good commentary on Rager. I enjoyed it. Give me a mustache.
How about Dirk Diggler?
Dirk Diggler, Al. Boogie Nights. Let me tell you, there's a lot of great stories about that movie.
Oh,
I can't understand the speed on Rager when he's supposed to be a speedy guy and as a returner. Yeah. I just don't see the speed. He doesn't have game speed.
No.
That's the whole point. That surprises me. Like, I don't see him separating himself from anybody.
Don't you want to see that? I guess he doesn't have a good first step.
No, he gets to that. I will say he gets to the tackler
quick.
That's not right.
He runs right to the closest tackler.
No, my favorite part is when he slows down
and
then heads right to the tackle.
No, he's never. Do you ever see any of the speed? Have you ever seen him blow past the cornerback and catch one?
Again, that's the concern I have is that he doesn't have the separation that you would think that this guy would have based on how they scouted him and how he was advertised.
100%. Tom and Sea Isle's on the line. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Angelo. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Tom. What are you feeling right now?
I'm going to be feeling mighty fine by this weekend when I'm down in Antigua.
Oh, that's right. You're heading out to the sun. Will you even follow the game on Sunday?
I think I'm bringing my little speaker box down here and put it under the cabana next to the Sandals pool bar.
That sounds
nice. Hook up to Sirius Radio.
Oh, they must have like a little tiki bar there. With the rum runner. Oh, and that's a nice drink.
Get the bar right in the pool.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Put a little umbrella in there. Rube.
Just did that in Mexico. It was a beautiful
You did
thing.
Do that?
Oh,
do you wear a Speedo?
I do not wear the smuggler, no.
Anyway, Tommy, so what if you will be, all right, what if the Eagles fall behind? Isn't that going to ruin your mood on the beach in Antigua?
Oh, there's the mood. You just asked the man about an umbrella and a Speedo.
I love that stuff.
I got to start Minshew, too. If Jalen Hurts is hurt, you got to start the other guy. Why risk the injury?
Give him a little time to heal. Let's see a little Minshew magic. Tommy, give me a mustache.
What about Sam Elliott?
Got him.
Already said I need a different one.
Yosemite Sam.
Oh, Yosemite Sam. I put him on the list.
Put him in there. Yosemite Sam is on the list. Give him a spin. I'm going to let you guys understand. A lot of people are not
Keith
picking
Jones
up.
Autograph, hockey card.
You're not picking my vibe up today.
Okay.
So Kyle Quinn put this together.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, you know what? Let me go back and see if I can capture some Minshew magic.
Minshew deep. Chalk is down there. Chalk's got it. Big play by the Jets.
Minshew down the sideline looking deep. Good adjustment and a catch. Yes. Calling out signals. He's going to keep it himself. And he's got the first down. Slides down around the 10. Minshew has time again. Lofts one up. Touchdown. DJ Chark.
Here's one downfield, and it's caught by Westbrook. Minshew had a receiver wide open underneath, and he took the deeper shot.
Hanging in there. Stays on his feet again, dancing around. Dodging tackles. Now throws end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Minshew magic.
All right, so in the 9 o'clock hour, Al, I will be welcoming particularly the callers who are supporting me on my desire to see Gardner Minshew on Sunday. Right, if you are a Hurts person, take the hour off. I'll talk to you tomorrow. 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.